Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
And a spinning seat. Oh, the Buick Riviera seat, the group, the Auto World clan here is picked up at the junkyard. We're going to keep this bad boy. That's a pretty nice seat. Out of a Buick Riviera that spins, you know, it's one of those spinning seats that you open the door to that car, and instead of, you know, twisting your body to climb into your car like we do today, you just, you know, hit the button and the seat would spin over to you, and you just sit down and just spin right back in and go into that steering wheel. Remember the, oh yeah, the Ford T-Bird steering columns that, you know, it would shift over to and from, too. East and west, huh? Where'd it all go? Anyway, I'm in that spinning seat today. Hang on a minute. I'm going to spin one more time here. Spin it around one time. There you go. Perfect. Oh, yeah. Now I'm feeling the Buick vibe. Good to have you along. This is Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Today on Auto World, folks, the legend returns since it was first introduced 66 years ago. Stay tuned for that. Also, we didn't get to it, but we're going to get to it. How much does it really cost to fill up a hydrogen/fuel tank on a hydrogen automobile? Well, we're going to find out. And then, of course, this car is real. We're going to find out what kind of range it has on that word hydrogen. Oh, yeah. We're going to also get to the voluntary recall. Oh, I volunteer to recall you. Oh, yeah. I volunteer to bring my vehicle in to get something that's just broke to get fixed. What the heck? We've had three recalls here today on Auto World. One every hour. That's right. 3 hours of Auto World is all different. Every hour is different, but there's 3 hours every week. You know it because you've been listening. Thank you. Appreciate that. A voluntary recall here on this third hour of Auto World. And I have for you, too, five legendary mass-produced Hemi engines that were not, I say we're not, built by Chrysler. Can you guess the five? I welcome your calls and your emails. Auto World, interactive, informative, and all things automotive, folks. And I have to say, if it's burning petrol, and I have to say, if it's being plugged in today, I have to say, if you're burning, well, hydrogen. What's hydrogen? You know what it is. Yeah, there's cars out there you can buy with hydrogen now in the big cities. I have not had a chance yet. I'm sitting here live in the Auto World Plaza in Boise, Idaho, in the Greasy Garage Studio on a Buick Riviera seat. I have not yet, in my little network, heard of anybody with a hydrogen car. So I'm asking you, now my Auto World family, we are coast to coast, worldwide. A lot of you are listening on our great Auto World affiliates on some Auto World apps we have out there. You're listening to us on GCN Live. You're also listening to us on my website, autoworldmedia.com. Thank you. But I want to ask all of you, does any one of you have a hydrogen automobile? Like a Honda Clarity? We're going to talk a little bit about that. That's the car that has been tested. It's on the road. We're going to talk a little bit about that coming up. I'm looking forward to your emails. The address is AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Instagram is AutoWorldMedia, just like my website, AutoWorldMedia.com. Follow me on Facebook, and thank you for following me there. The address is my name, Mark Evans. I do accept the Facebook messaging. So a lot of you, yeah, absolutely. Instagram, too. I welcome all that. I'm on LinkedIn, Twitter, too. Oh, yeah. But I do appreciate you. I ask, can you folks deliver? Earlier, we talked on the very first hour about the
that question I threw out at you last week. What is the best color for a vehicle? And a lot of you answered. I believe we had a number over 19,000 emails that came in, if I added it all right. And I'm not going to let the folks listening on the third hour, you're going to have to go to the first hour to listen to see what's the numbers and what the color is that the Auto World poll came up with from our great listeners and fans. I welcome your emails, though, constantly throughout the week. Put a 911 on there if you need help right away. I also want to shout out to getting busier on this side of the coin of the Auto World hubcap, and that means consulting. Through the week, I'm going to shout it out again to you that if you have your automotive, your repair shop, your tranny shop, your brake shop, your tire shop, your detail shop, your body shop, 48 years now in the automotive, being an automotive service, technician, certified master mechanic, had an appraising business for many, many years. Folks, I can help you out. So if you have a problem, you don't understand what they're talking to you about, just holler at me on my email. Send me their email address, their phone number, or yours first. We can talk on the phone or just through email. I don't share with anybody, but with that, I can get to that shop on the telephone, talk to them, visit with them, and I do that all day long. So, no cost, too, by the way. No cost. So, period. Never ask for your credit card number. Period. I just want to help you. I want to help you and the shop become friends because you do need a friend in this business. We're talking with Danny the last hour, the hour before, and our last emails, etc. Folks, do you know what the shop labor rate is in your area? So when you do get handed a bill, did you ask them what the shop labor rate is, or did you look up on the wall to see what they charge? Do. Please do. You need to understand that. And then say, it's flat rate. It's called flat rate. It's a guide that we all use throughout the United States, the world. Flat rate guide. It says it takes so many minutes, hours, seconds to do a job. We take that 0.9 or 1.0. 1.0 is an hour. And we times it by what our hourly rate is. And that's how we came up with the price that we charge you. Now, a little Auto World tip. You hire an old guy like me that's been around the block a couple times, been there, done that. I've smelled it, heard it, listened to it. I've hit it. Same noise again is what I'm saying. That means that that's the water pump. It takes me only an hour to get in there and get that water pump in and out of there because I've done it before. Would you rather take it to a person that's been there and done that before and they're only going to charge you, they'll charge you flat rate. I will. Maybe a little less. But it gets done right, and you actually have it earlier. It's not in the shop for 3 hours. It's done and out in an hour. Same price for the person that's never done it, and they've spent half a day or a full day doing it. You need your car. With that, let's get to it. Right here in Auto World. So, let's get to hydrogen right off the bat. How much does it cost to fill up a hydrogen fuel tank on an automobile? Well, we have stats. The hydrogen-powered Honda Clarity. That's right, the Honda Clarity. It's an FCEV. It's a very appealing little car. Yeah, it's a Honda, of course. Hydrogen costs, a lot of us don't have hydrogen, and we do not have hydrogen fill-ups. So I'm getting a little early on this. Why not? Because I want you to be aware of hydrogen's coming in the future. The Honda Clarity fuel cell is a hydrogen-powered EV. It's a Japanese brand. It produced two generations of this model, the first dating back to 2008. The 2002 FCX came before this. The brand didn't even introduce it to the American market. We didn't even know about it. The Honda Clarity FCV, it's no longer available as a new car. It's available in a used car version. Now, a few second-hand models are floating about California, I understand, with some attractive price tags. Big numbers. But there's a lot to understand before you just go out and purchase one of these used Honda Clarities or buying a used FCV. Such is the range, fuel costs. Just like the thought process behind, should I or should I not get an EV? The Honda Clarity FCV was sold in very limited numbers and only in California, folks. So coming across one may be a rare sight, of course, as you know. Oh, yeah. But I have for you everything you need to know about the Honda Clarity FCV hydrogen refueling costs when we return right after a short brief message from your local and national sponsors with some secret sauce for you. Secret petrol. Yeah, I'm Mark Evans. We'll be right back.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
We'll be right back.
Everybody's on the road. Sooner or later, we'll be all on the road. You know? I mean, it's like, where have you been? Quite a few places. In fact, a little Auto World trivia for you. What is the record for the longest continuous car journey by a single driver? What is the record for the longest continuous car journey by a single driver? Here it is. 2,850,000 miles on one car journey. Irv Gordon in a Volvo P1800, folks. Now, he's been everywhere. Wow. 2.85 million. Well, 2,850,000 miles. I believe old Irv, I think he believed in preventive maintenance. Okay, now, hydrogen. You know, that's another thing, preventive maintenance on a hydrogen vehicle. Do you have any maintenance at all? Yeah, well, we'll find out later in life here. Talk about the Honda Clarity fuel cell. It was revealed back in 2014 and reached the California market in the late 2016. Only 12 dealerships in the region offered the Clarity, the Honda Clarity, until its production ended in 2021. The Clarity FCV had the benefit of enjoying the highest EPA estimated range for a battery electric car, and the range was 366 miles. Yep. But, you know, as time flew by and all that, boasted the best energy. Oh, no, not until Hyundai came up and introduced its FCEV crossover. Oh, yeah. Honda USA didn't like that. Sales figures between the FCV and the PHEV option. They didn't like it. Hydrogen, they put more money into it. Hydrogen Clarity. They sold 4,215 Clarity units in 2020. They're out there used. They're not making it anymore. But that question that I had for all of us, how much does it cost to fill the hydrogen tank up versus fuel? Okay, first off, the Honda Clarity FCV offers 360 miles on one tank, but really world testing shows on those 4,000 some that they sold, it's closer to about 221-mile range. Refueling the hydrogen tank on the Honda Clarity can cost around $196.56 due to the high price of hydrogen in the United States. Costs more than petrol, gasoline. They're still working on hydrogens. I feel they're going to be, well, it's going to take years to get something done, and they're making it happen. Well, talking about making it happen for the very first time, Stellantis is going to offer us, from Italy, only in Italy, the very first. Remember those little cute little Fiat 500s? Yeah. Well, guess what? It's happening. The very first all-electric Fiat 500e vehicles, destined for the United States, rolled off the line this last week, of course, in Italy. Yeah. Feature-packed, two-door, little battery-electric BEV. It sold out its first dealership allocation in 1 week in Italy. 1 week. It's an all-new, all-electric take on the Fiat brand's story, the iconic Fiat 500e for electric. It will arrive on the side of the Atlantic by the end of the first quarter as the first North American BEV offered by Stellantis. It's the lightest passenger BEV on the market, folks. The Fiat 500e delivers, here's the estimated range, of 149 miles. Yep, that'd be it. Well, it's a good little round-town car. Yeah. Charge time for it, about 4 hours and 15 minutes. Yeah. So it takes you about 4 hours, 15 minutes to get 149 miles. The Fiat 500e. We'll see it later. From the Atlantic, of course, across the Atlantic, they're going to bring it to us. So if you do like them, the little 500 Fiat 500, it's kind of like a competitor to the smart car. Little beady guy. Why not? Go take a look at it. The manufacturer's suggested retail price for the 2024 Fiat 500e is $32,500. Now, that's not including $1,595 destination fee. So add that in there, too. So, for $32,500, you can be part of the Fiat brand that's celebrating their 125 years as an automaker and some things that haven't changed. Yep, the Italian design and refinement, plus a fun-to-drive factor with the Fiat 500e. Now, with that, I'm going to share with you again in the automotive repair shop, we call it Fix It Again Tony. That's kind of gone bye-bye because the Fiats aren't breaking down. They're a fine automobile. Fun little cars, too. But, yeah, if you know a Tony, Fiat, Fix It Again Tony. Looking forward to your emails at autoworldradio@yahoo.com, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Now, remember, through the week, your emails are welcome again, too. We are live from Boise, Idaho. I am in the Auto World Plaza. I am, again, sitting here, sitting in the Greasy Garage Studio or right on top of the, well, it's a 66 Buick Riviera. That's what Eddie, the engine emailer, is telling me. Now, let's get to, I've got a voluntary recall that we're going to do. Let's do it right now. Let's do a voluntary recall is what this is. Voluntary, folks. So get your pen and paper and pencil out. Remember, you can always go back and podcast Auto World. How to do that? Just go over to my website, autoworldmedia.com. And for that hour you can't get, also you can click in and listen live there. So the voluntary recall, when I say recall, I want it fixed, period. The voluntary recall is basically voluntary on your part, but let's get it fixed. What is it? Who is it? How come? Guess what? Chevrolet. Chevrolet Tahoe, Chevrolet Suburban. Well, I've got a whole list for you, so get ready with a pen and paper and pencil. What's going on with them? Incorrect catalytic converter service. It's email time, too. Eddie, the engine, has just sounded the horn. When we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about what this voluntary recall is all about with the Chevy Tahoes, Suburbans, some GMCs are in there. But we're going to the email bag, too. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA News Update.
I have never seen the Republican Party so unified as it is right now.
Donald Trump wins the South Carolina primary, defeating Nikki Haley in her home state. The race called almost immediately after the polls closed at 7 p.m. Eastern.
This was a little sooner than we anticipated. It was an even bigger win than we anticipated.
Trump securing all 29 winner-take-all delegates.
Michigan's up, and we're going to have a tremendous success there. And then we have a thing called Super Tuesday. We're leading 91-7.
Now, Haley's saying she is staying in the race and heading to Michigan. The primary there is Tuesday, and then the following week is Super Tuesday.
I'm not giving up this fight when a majority of Americans disapprove of both Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Biden.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Well, Earl grabbed on the shifter and he stabbed her into fifth gear, and then the chromium plated, fully illuminated, genuine accessory shift knob come right off in his hand. I says, "You won't screw that thing back on, Earl?" He was trying to thread it on there when the fire fell off of his cigar and dropped on down, sort of rolled around, and then lit in the cup of Earl's pants and burned a hole in his sock. Yeah, sort of set him right on fire. I looked on out of the window and I started counting phone poles going by at the rate of 4 to the 7th power. Well, I put 2 and 2 together and added 12 and carried 5. I'm up with 22,000 telephone poles an hour. I looked at Earl and his eyes was wide, his lip was curled and his leg was fried. His hand was froze to the wheel like a tongue to a sled in the middle of a blizzard. I says, "Earl, I'm not the type to complain, but the time has come for me to explain that if you don't apply some brake real soon, they're going to have to pick it up with a stick and a spoon." Well, Earl reared back, cocked his leg, stepped down as hard as he could on the brake, and the pedal went clear of the floor and stayed right there on the floor. Then it says it's sort of like stepping on a plum. Well, from there on down, it just wasn't real pretty. It was Hairpin County and Switchback City. One of them looked like a can full of worms. Another one looked like malaria germs. Right in the middle of the whole damn show was a real nice tunnel, now wouldn't you know. Sign says clearance in the 12-foot line, but the chickens was stacked to 13-9. Well, we shot that tunnel in 110 like gas through a funnel and eggs through a hen. We took that top row of chickens off liquor and scum off a Louisiana swamp. Went down and around and around and down, we run out of ground at the edge of town. Bashed in the side of the feed store in downtown Pagosa Springs.
I just want to make sure that everybody understands that, well, no one got hurt in that accident. I used to have a plum tree out in my backyard, and I got rid of it because I just did not like the feeling of a soft brake pedal. If your brake pedal feels like a plum, let's get her fixed. Okay, let's get to that voluntary recall. Chevrolet and Tahoes and Suburbans recalled for incorrect catalytic converter service part? Yes. Yep. the problem. During an earlier service, Chevrolet Tahoes and Suburban owners, they were in the dealership because of, the smell. It didn't smell quite right. The catalytic converters that were installed on these sport utes failed to meet proper emission standards. Now, I've got the list and the years and makes and models, folks. The incorrect catalytic converter. So stay tuned for that. Okay, I need you to write down what they are, because even if you do not own these makes and models, you can sure tell your neighbor, friends, or relatives about, you know, tell them to get in the dealership because, you know, they've got a problem with their catalytic converter. So what's happened here is the catalytic converter fitted to the affected vehicles, they're going to fail in your local emissions. And if you don't have local emissions, see, that's another thing. We do not have the local emissions anymore in the Boise, Idaho area. They went bye-bye. Okay, so how are you going to know this? Fuel economy. If your fuel drop, you put more money in the fuel tank, that means your emissions are off because you're spending more money on petrol. You've got a problem with the emission side of your automobile. Let's get it fixed. Well, in this case, catalytic converter on these vehicles, not good. Yeah, it's a voluntary emissions recall. The current catalytic converters should be removed, and a new L87 three-way catalytic converter should be installed. An L87 three-way. That's real numbers, real part number, real catalytic converter. The L87 three-way catalytic converter should be installed. The two new exhaust seals are also needed, front and back, of course. Now, General Motors estimates their entire task to require approximately about an hour and a half to do the job, folks. And you may be eligible for the reimbursement for the repair. Now, with that sentence, that means, since it's a voluntary recall, you can bring it to me as an independent or your favorite mechanic down the road from where you live, and it's an independent repair shop. It's not, quote, the Chevy General Motors dealer. That's good news. And get the receipt. You're going to pay your shop. You're going to pay your personal mechanic for the repair, but get the receipt. Send it into General Motors, and you'll be eligible for that reimbursement. Now, the affected components, here's the motor even. So if you isolate it, which we're going to do here, to the years, makes, and models, but it's a certain motor also. It's only the catalytic converter that needs to be replaced. I gave you the part number. 2023 and 2023 model years in the Chevrolet Suburban, 6.2 liter V8. Yeah. Now, that has a L87 gasoline engine developing 420 horsepower and 460 pound-feet of torque. That's included in the emission recall. Did I just say the engine? I did. Engine and catalytic converter. Yeah, 2022 and 2023 model years powered by the natural, the 6.2 liter. So here's your affected vehicles for the catalytic converters. 2022 to 2023 Cadillac Escalade, 2022 to 2023 Cadillac Escalade ESV model, the 2022-2023 Chevy Suburban, the 2022-2023 Chevy Tahoe, the 2022-2023 GMC Sierra, the 2022-2023 GMC Yukon, and the 2022-2023 GMC Yukon XL. Those are the makes, models, and years that are affected. Oh, it's email time. Get rid of the old converter and get the L87 three-way catalytic converter, all brought to you by General Motors. Get it replaced. Let's do it. Eddie, hand me the email bag. Let's get there and help somebody. Thank you. Let's get in there and see if we can find one. That Ooga Horn always tells us it's email time. There's one. Thank you, Eddie, the engine emailer, is in charge of your emails, folks. I've got one here, and if you do not want me to read it live on the air, just put it in there, and we will not read it live on the air, but I will absolutely help you. And I always have a little gift for you, a little detail bag. Keep your car clean on the inside and outside. This one I can read from Pasco, Washington. Awesome, awesome. Kobe says, hey, Auto World. tuning in from Pasco, Washington. Long-time listener, first-time emailer. Awesome, awesome. No rush answering the email. Just wondering if you could tell me your opinion on batteries. It's time to replace my battery in my truck. Do I go back with the typical wet cell battery, lead acid, or the Optima dry cell, or change it up with these new lithium batteries? I appreciate you, Kobe, right there in Pasco, Washington. With that, let's do. Kobe, awesome. Great question. Not only have I had that question before in the shop here, but on air, too. Long, long time ago, before lithiums were even out there. Let's do a shout-out, though, to one of our great Auto World affiliates. Oh, yes, right there. News Talk 870 KFLD, AM 870, FM 98.7, right there in Pendleton, Oregon. Yes, Pendleton folks can hear us. Yeah, there's our shout-out horn. Thank you, Dashboard Daniel. Right there in Kennewick, Richland, Burbank, Walla Walla, Yakima. Good to have all of you along in Pasco, Washington. Thank you, Kobe. Good to be with you guys there in Washington area, in Oregon area. I understand some of the LeGrand folks in Oregon can hear us, too. So that's where News Talk KBOI. AM 670 93.1, but up to that station. So it's good to just proud to you know, cover all that real estate and keep everybody happy and having fun and getting cars fixed. When we come back from the short break, lithium batteries over Optimas, maybe.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
It's good to have you here, folks. Appreciate you joining me for 3 hours in your busy life, and appreciate it. I'm honored and proud and getting goosebumps here just talking about just being honored to be here behind the silver microphone every week for you. I got a little short reminder again. Now, next week, again, bringing back to the show, he's going to be with us every single week, and that is Jeff Motorsports Bressler. That's right. He's back with the Auto World Motorsports Update. So stay tuned. That'll keep you informed of what's going on with the motorsports out there. Thank you, Jeff Motorsports Bressler. Look forward to him next week and every week from there on out. Got a little trivia for you, though, right off the bat. Who was the first woman to drive solo across the United States in 1909? What? Wow. I've got a 1916 Chevrolet. I know what it's like to try to start that thing, let alone drive it. Who was the first woman to drive solo across the United States in 1909? It was Alice Ramsey. Alice, I think you went everywhere.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo.
Oh, Alice. Atlanta, I'm a killer. Back in 1909, Alice. Gosh, you've been everywhere. Those old cars. Can you imagine the breakdowns and things that she had back with those wood spoke wheels? Let's get back to help Kobe here with his email. He's listening to us on News Talk 870 KFLD AM 870 and FM 98.7 right there in Pasco, Washington. His question is, do I or don't I go back to lead acid battery in his truck? It's time to replace his battery, he states, and he do lead acid mark or Optima, those dry cell ones, or do I go to lithium? Okay. Couple things, Kobe. You got to ask yourself, and this is why I like to do email bags, folks, because go into the email bag and share every email we pull out, because this is for everybody. Kobe, thank you for asking, because how long are you going to keep your vehicle, your truck, Kobe? That's the main question, because, well, if you spend the money for the biggest, baddest battery out there, a lot of money, it'll last forever. You're going to put it in and sell a vehicle a month later and give that battery to somebody else? Well, you can do that. Give it to me if you'd like. I'll buy the vehicle from you because I don't have to buy a battery for 20 years. That's right. Lithium batteries. They're lightweight. There's no weight. There's nothing to them, but they're basically a plastic box at work. Now, Kobe, lithium batteries. You've got to have a boost converter between the alternator and the battery. or the alternator will blow that lithium battery right up. Now, the good news is that the BMS, they're called BMS, most all of the lithium batteries already have a BMS in there, in the battery. So you don't have to worry about that converter I just talked about. It's called a boost converter. But they're pretty spendy. Now, they're coming down in price. They're getting to be a little bit, they're right above the Optima dry cell batteries, the red-topped Optima battery that's a dry cell. Just a little bit above in price. And then, of course, lead acid batteries. You can buy those and give me a recycle one. Give me a year old warranty one. Give me a 3-year warranty. Give me a 5-year warranty. Give me a 7-year warranty. Okay. So there you are. You got all these. So how long are you going to own it? For my money, I'd buy, if you're going to keep that truck for a long, long, long time, Kobe, I'd be buying the red-topped Optima, and I'm a great example of that. We put a couple of those in I put a yellow-top Optima battery in there. The yellow-topped Optimas are from Marine. They're a deep cycle. That means they're designed to go dead and get recharged all the way back up to full again, go dead again, and go full charge again, dead again, full charge again. We did that on a street rod that doesn't get used a lot for all the electronics and stuff, and then also a red-top Optima, and it lasted for, I think, 10-plus years. Well worth the money. Besides that, you know, Optima batteries, Kobe, the truck, are you going off-road, you bouncing it all around? That's why Optima came out and started building these dry cell batteries, because there's no lead acid liquid, sulfuric acid, I guess I could call it, inside that box to be shaken all up. And, oh, I just rolled my truck, my Jeep, side hill over there in Moab. There's where you need the Optima dry cell. Now, you can do the lithium batteries, too, sideways, upside down. They won't hurt anything. They don't weigh anything, either. But they're more money than the lead acid conventional battery and more money than the Optima dry cell. It's all based upon how long you're going to keep it. You can put a regular, typical wet cell lead acid battery in there if you'd like. Buy a 3-year if you'd like. But the main key to all this, Kobe, is the cold cranking amps, CCAs. I want you to look at the batteries, and this is for everybody, CCAs. Your car, trucks out there have to have so many cold cranking amps in order for the starter to even turn the motor over. So if you buy, most of your cars, I'll give you an average, is 650 CCAs, cold cranking amps. So if you buy a battery that's only got 550 CCAs at the max, it'll start it, but it's going to wear out quick. See my point? You got to get yourself one that's 850 to 1100 CCAs, and you're rocking and ready, and it's going to last a long, long time. Where lithium batteries, boom, they got the power, man. They've got more power than the Optimas and the lead-acid type of batteries, period. They last forever. Literally. I mean, I've known guys that's had those lithiums for 18 years. Now, that's not forever, but, you know, you're going to keep your truck 18 years. You could be. We had our last caller on, and he's kept his fleet for a long time, and absolutely. So, hope that helps. All that. Do a follow-up. I need to know what you put in, what you bought. I would recommend the Red Optima Top dry cell. Right price. Plenty of cold cranking amps. Lasts for a long, long time. No corrosion. A liquid-filled battery, folks, side post or top post, as you all know, create white fuzz. Yuck. Click, 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 click. Not with an Optima dry cell. They're not a sponsor either way, by the way, too, Kobe. So, anyway, hey, Kobe, appreciate it. Hope that helps. Thanks for tuning in right there in Pasco, Washington on KFLD AM 870 and FM 98.7. Got a little gift bag for you. And it's got products in there from Meguiar's, Mother's, Solution Finish, Wash Drops. What? We got one more bottle of Adams Detail Polish. You'll love it. Send me an address at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. We'll get that sent out to you. Okay, we're going to go right down to the boat anchors now. Yes, this is not a marine show, but let's talk about it. That's what you used to call them, boat anchors. Huh? I'm talking about 5 of the largest displacement engines ever fitted into American production cars. Here they are. Yeah, combustion engines, ICE, internal combustion engines, powered production cars from way back when, all the way from, you know, day one. I got a 1916. I got to formulate and be a chemist and actually mix my gasoline because it cannot have leaded, it cannot have unleaded fuel in it, folks. And I also have to have non-detergent oil. But it's time.
And now it's time for A Word with Mark.
Next week we'll get to those five motors that were the largest displacement. But right now it's time, A Word with Mark. Age. Is it just a word? Do we think about numbers or do we think about how we feel? Age. Oh, yes, we can trade our vehicle in on that word, can't we? Because it's got age on it. Old. One thing that you can do to help that word age is preventive maintenance. It keeps the age word looking young. Age. Make sure that you do trade her in when she has high miles. Saves you a lot of money later in life. Use it all the way to the end and then trade it off. Good to have you here, folks, this week. Appreciate it. Next week, Jeff Motorsports Wrestler will be here too, live to give us the Auto World's Motorsports Update. Next week, the five engines that barely fit in American-made cars. So much more. Appreciate you being here. Drive safe, motor on, and keep pushing the juice pedal. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Oh, I'm bad. I'm nationwide.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.